Military troops wearing PDF uniform and badges are entering the villages located in the Nindai division, causing the residents to flee, the Nindai Times news agency reported. The military council is stepping up its crackdown on the People's Defense Forces in the Nindai region. In recent days, there have been reports of military council soldiers arriving in the village on the west bank of Yiphu River in Langlong Township, causing residents of six villages to flee their home. In one incident, on 9 October morning, a column of about 100 soldiers arrived in the village of the Pizun. The villagers, fearing for their safety, fled to the nearby jungles and nearby villages. It is reported that some villagers were arrested and their situation remains unknown. In another incident, two cars carrying around 50 soldiers from the military council arrived in the village of Kamaundown in Langlong Township. The soldiers are inspecting houses and pedestrians in the village. It is also reported that some of the military council soldiers in both the column reaching the west bank of Yiphu River and the column reaching to Langlong Township were equipped with PDF uniform and site badges. They also said they are members of the PDF themselves, revealed by a public defense officer from Yiphu Township. This is a concerning development, as it suggests that the military councils may be trying to infiltrate the PDF ranks and carry out attacks under the guise of the PDF. Last month, when two people defense forces camp in the west bank of Yiphu were raided, the emblems of Yiphu Township Defense Forces, PAKEF, and the Nindai People Defense Forces were confiscated, as well as many uniforms. It is important to note that the military junta is suffering heavy losses in not just in the Nindai region, but across the country. It is one of the reasons why they are targeting heavily on the resistance forces in the Nindai region. One of the common tactics that the military has been using is four-cut strategy, where they cut the financial flow, information flow, resistance force flow, and food flow to the resistance region. They have been cutting the internet from time to time so that the resistance forces, as well as the rest of the world, would not know what is happening in that particular region. And the Nindai region is just that. Even though we have seen reports about the resistance forces and the clashes between the military and the resistance forces in other regions, we rarely hear about the news happening in the Nindai region, and this is the very first time that I see. In addition, the military council has recently prohibited the people from trading rice to different regions. For example, if you are the rice trader located in Yangon, you cannot buy or sell your rice to another trader located in a different region. And they have been doing that to the resistance forces located in different part of the country. And the Nindai region is also suffering the food shortage and all that. So, Kachin Women's Association Thailand has released a report that details widespread human rights violation by the military in Kachin State and Northern Shan State, reported by Yangon Kitdin News. From May 2022 to July 2023, due to the airstrikes by the military junta, 191 people have lost their lives and 221 people have been forced to be used as human shields in Kachin State and Northern Shan State. The military arbitrarily arrested 441 people in Kachin State and Northern Musa District of Shan State. The report also found that the military is accelerating offensive to secure the transportation routes in Northern Myanmar, which are gateways to the construction of infrastructure projects in Myanmar under China's BRI Silk Road projects. Since mid-2022, the military has increased targeted attacks and human rights violations against civilians, including mass arsons of home in Kachin State. Despite the military push to close existing IDP camp in northern Myanmar, attacks on civilians and human rights violations have forced nearly 14,000 more villagers to flee their home. China is working hard on its BRI Silk Road projects in Myanmar, despite the growing brutalities of the military against the people. Most of the attacks and rights violations committed by the military against civilians in Kachin State and Northern Shan State took place on the main transportation route when the military was trying to provide the security for the speedy execution of the works under China's BRI Silk Road projects. Myanmar military junta is fraudulently recruiting new soldiers in EOD region, reported by Yangon Kitin News Agency and DVB News. In Yangon Township, EOD region, young people are being told that they can attend a 10-month course training and then go to Japan for work. However, they are instead enlisted to Pusoti militia groups that will support the military regime. In other parts of EOD region, such as Meubin, Piabong, Jianggong, and Aimei Township, some young people affiliated with the USDP party, which is the military proxy party, were taken by army sergeants and told that they would be sent to Japan for overseas employment. However, they were instead taken to military recruiting units in Mandalay and Zagaing regions and forced to attend military training. One resident from Yangdong Township told Kitin News Agency that some of the parents are the firm supporter of the USDP party and the junta army. But there are also some parents who are in desperate needs of money, and thus they let their child join the Pusoti groups with the hope of getting money. DVB News Agency also reported the same issue back in September 2023. My mistake. The fraudulent recruitment was targeted to the family members of the veterans located in Yangon, Bago, and EOD region, the article stated. According to the article, it is stated that starting from 1st July 2023, the director of the military reinforcement said that whoever able to recruit a new soldier will be rewarded up to 3 million Myanmar jet, which is approximately about $900. But since no one is joining, this fraudulent recruitment process is happening. Under the Directorate of Military Reinforcement, there are four subdivisions of the recruitment, which has to recruit about 500 soldiers a year, making 2,000 recruits of combining four divisions. In addition to these four subdivisions, according to the people close to the military, there are also mobile recruitment units, such as the Army Recruitment Office, Molamyai, Miek, Mingladong, and Pathay. One retired sergeant told DVB News that he wants the military to be honest in the recruitment process, and this is a ticking time bomb waiting to be exploded. Once those enlisted in the army through the fraudulent recruitment realize the situation, they will run away from their bases. He'd been told that the recruitment office in Yangon and Bago are being interrogated for this particular issue. Based on these two articles reported by the Yangon Kitin News Agency and DVV News, it is believed that the interrogation process is not happening in EOD region at the moment. Another thing is that it is important to note that a lot of people in EOD region support the USDP party because it is the native region of the previous president, Deng Xing. However, it was unclear if all the parents are aware of this fraudulent recruitment process by the USDP and the junta army. The USDP party is saying that they were opening the Japanese language courses for young people from all over the country to go and work in Japan. They said that out of the 62 attendants that they have, 12 attendants have passed the exam and are in the current process of preparing to go to Japan. However, it is unclear that whether these courses provided by the USDP party are legitimate or if they are just another way of USDP party to recruit young people into the military or the militias. We don't know.